Crypto rallies into the Fed's first-rate call under Kevin Warsh. The Federal Reserve's rate-setting committee meets today for the first time under new governor Kevin Warsh, and crypto is moving into the decision rather than waiting on the sidelines. As of June 16, 2026, Ether trades near $1,827, up 3.5% over 24 hours, and Solana sits around $75.33, up about 4% per market data from CoinMarketCap. Reuters flagged the meeting as the central bank's first under its new leadership, with ING strategists weighing in on what markets expect. The framing matters because a change at the top of the Fed resets how traders read every word of the policy statement. A new chair brings a new communication style, and markets spend the first few meetings recalibrating to it. A new chair meets a jittery tape. Warsh comes in with a hawkish reputation from his earlier stint as a Fed governor during the 2008 crisis. Traders will parse this meeting less for the headline rate and more for tone, whether the new leadership signals patience or urgency on inflation. The policy statement and the press conference will carry more weight than usual because there is no established track record to anchor expectations. Crypto's reaction so far is a rally, but a cautious one. Bitcoin has barely changed at roughly $66,600, up 0.5% on the day, while Ether and Solana lead the move higher. Over the past week, the picture is stronger. Bitcoin is up about 6.5%, Ether 9%, and Solana close to 14%. The strength is concentrated in larger cap altcoins rather than a broad melt-up. Fear sits under the rally. The detail worth noting is sentiment. Even with green across most major tokens, the Fear and Greed Index reads 26, squarely in fear territory. That gap between price and sentiment usually means the move is being driven by positioning ahead of an event rather than genuine conviction. Traders buy into a catalyst, then decide whether to hold once the catalyst clears. A Fed meeting is exactly that kind of catalyst. If Warsh's first statement reads dovish, the relief move could extend. If it reads hawkish, a rally built on light conviction can unwind quickly. The low sentiment readings suggest few participants are betting the farm either way. The yen carry trade still looms. The Fed is not meeting in isolation. Earlier in the same window, the Bank of Japan raised its policy rate to 1%, the highest since 1995. We covered that decision in detail in our breakdown of the Bank of Japan hike. A higher yen rate narrows the gap that funds the yen carry trade, where investors borrow cheaply in yen to buy higher-yielding assets, including risk assets like crypto. That makes the timing tense. A hawkish Fed on the same week as a BOJ hike tightens conditions on both sides of the Pacific at once. Markets that lean on cheap funding tend to feel that combination fast. For now, the reaction has been orderly, but the setup is one traders are watching closely. Positioning over prediction. The decision itself was still pending at the time of writing, and guessing the outcome adds nothing. The useful read is structural. A leadership change at the Fed raises the odds of a sharper market reaction in either direction because the market has no settled sense of how this chair communicates. Pair that with a yen rate at a three-decade high and a crypto tape that is up on price but down on confidence, and the next 48 hours carry more two-way risk than a routine meeting would. For anyone holding stablecoins or spending from a crypto balance, the practical takeaway is volatility, not direction. A balance held in a volatile token can swing several percent on a single statement, while a stablecoin balance stays flat through the noise. That is the trade-off between holding native crypto and parking value in dollar-pegged assets ahead of a binary event.